Hey, lube, this fuck is sad. Take a bad fit and make it better. I remembered to make them wear a sheepskin. So now begin to make it wetter.
April 28th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
And I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
And welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast. I've been in German Length, episode number 209. And I really think Jeff Rotkopf should do a cover of Bad Romance. Just saying.
But he has.
Has he?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't think it's recorded.
See,
I would bet my bottom dollar he's done it live. Okay. And I've seen it.
I think Jeff Rotkopf should record a cover of Bad Romance. There. Is that better?
Yes, yeah. My OCD tendencies are pleased with that statement.
Come on, Jeff. I haven't heard it and I want it, and I want it in me right now. But that's a slippery situation. We'll talk about that a little bit later. In the meantime, this week, I hate my life. Actually, I hate my job.
My life's fine.
No, there wasn't really anything planned for Thursday. Yeah, so I got this recipe for a slow cooker applesauce.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw your post that you were peeling apples and prepping and everything.
Didn't turn out so well.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, still tasty. But it's more like apple soup than applesauce. I think I have an idea of what I did wrong. So I will probably attempt it again. Not sure exactly when, but I will attempt it again. So after making my applesauce, I actually cleaned out the crock pot. After putting the apple soup into a jar. And now I've got taco soup cooking.
Mm.
That I know is going to work just fine.
Tasty. Mm-hmm.
So my week just kind of slid on by. So,
yes, we're gonna have that for Roasted Podcast today.
Yeah. Episode 209, full of puns today.
It's a very punny episode. Comes out loud. Yeah. How about you guys?
Damon, how is
your week? Oh God. Okay. Start the timer because.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This has been a week. A good week, but a week. So, Monday night, I have my Pathfinder game. We do it every other week, every other Monday. And I like it because I'm a rogue, but I'm not a rogue. It's been a lot of storytelling and a lot of very interesting interactions and talking about what it is, because the way the game is set up is just a world without magic, but there's magic and we don't know how to explain it. So it's just been this very interesting. I love it because it's very intellectual. I don't love it because I can take my dice out and not use them once. But other than that, it's a great time. Darren is a great game master, and it's just been really fun and really complex, and I'm liking it. So Tuesday night, I went to see my partner's theater show. he did Proof. It's a very really fun, interesting play about revealing the truths about things and needing the proof to stand by those truths. It's based in math and all of that stuff, and it's a lot of complex. There's not a whole lot of complex math in the play, but the premise is that it's a math professor's daughter who the math professor went crazy, like his mind was going, and he died because of it. And she's fearing that she's has the same problem, but at the same time, she's created this, written this great proof, but she can't prove it because it was written on the same stuff that her father wrote. And there were moments that he was lucid and could have written it himself. And the play kind of revolves around that. And it was great. The show was amazing. The set was amazing. Everything was amazing. Wednesday I had rehearsal, and I actually have, I need to actually listen to it, but I recorded my, as per last week's request from Ben, I recorded my, artistic director for the chorus, discussing why he's, what we're doing. But to put it simply, it is not anthems. I'm just going to say it like that. Although I was saying anthems last week, I don't think that's the word he needs to be using. Anthology, maybe, meaning that it's a timeline, a songs that are meant to determine moments of time in the gay movement. That I could see it being, but not necessarily anthems.
A musical timeline.
Yeah.
Or a time music line.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking, as opposed to just to generalize it. I have a very long, I think when I finished recording, it was like 6 minute him talking about what it is. And I want to actually listen to it and get some points out of it. But
does it make sense?
Does it make sense? Now? It makes a little bit more sense.
Okay. You just need to kind of.
Yeah. The issue will be that now that I know what he's thinking, how do we convince other people to come and see that? And that's where I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Thursday night, I went to see, what was the name? Double Indemnity at the Playhouse in the Park, which is another local theater company here. And I can say this, and I think Jeffrey will understand this. The costumes and the set were amazing. And that's it.
Nice. Wow. Don't get me wrong. Love good design.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Wow, this looked great.
Yeah.
Looked great.
But the show was... Okay, Double Indemnity is meant to be a film noir kind of play based off of those, the film noir, the femme fatales and things like that that happened in like the 30s and 40s, detective stories, dark stories, things like that. And what Jim and I, we went together, kind of were like, is this making fun of them? Because there are moments in which the play seemed to be making fun of this whole, that whole genre kind of thing. Or was this play meant to be honoring them? Because once again, there were moments where it was doing that too. And because it couldn't figure itself out, it made the play and the performance itself lackluster. So... yeah. it was supposed to be an hour and 40 minutes. It ended up being almost 2 hours without an intermission. So it just that kind of, I think, made things even worse was that, you're sitting there and you're trying to follow this show and you're not quite sure what they're doing. And it was OK. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Could have used a better director, just a little more direction.
Maybe. I just think it would have been great to have figured out what it was doing. If it was, because there were things that were meant to be funny, and you got that awkward laughter, and you got a lot of laughs from the audience, but was it meant to be funny? And was that the delivery, or was it the like you said, the direction, or what? So,
well, if it's too long, you know,
yeah,
chances are something in the direction could have been improved.
That's true. But yeah, so that was it. Friday and Saturday were just, you know, I've been at home. I've been really enjoying my. This is the worst weekend in a while. After 4 days of doing something every night, not getting home until 10, 11 o'clock, it was nice to have like Friday and yesterday to just really not do anything specific. So that's what I've been glad to do. So, and I have something to think tonight. So, yay.
Well, it's always good to have a lazy day. So.
Yep.
So 7 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know. Eric, Gary.
I didn't do a lot this week. This is Eric. let's see. Worked. I watched a lot of West Wing. I'm going through West Wing on Netflix. I'm up to season 2, episode 19. I've forgotten how much I love this show. It's one of those classics I think I'll probably go back to every 5 or 10 years just to watch through. Yeah.
How many Death Stars are in that show?
Oh, so many. I'm like watching in every show that I watch now, I'm seeing actors 10, 12 years ago. You know, the husband from the Big C, the lady who plays Nurse Acolyte is on Nurse Jackie. All these HBO and Showtime stars now were working on this show 10 years ago. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
Like Alan Alda ends up showing up. You got John Larroquette, and then you had
John Goodman.
I mean, just these bigger stars or characters from or people from previous shows. It's just amazing all these connections that they put in. So
yeah,
and all the people to get in. So
I've been watching a lot of that. I'm still playing my Marvel Heroes beta, and. Most of this weekend has been dedicated to just redoing all of our kitchen. So, been lots of pulling everything out, cleaning it, moving it, and putting everything back in. I think I've washed just about every piece of equipment we have.
Nice.
For the last 2 days. That's been my week.
Well, you know it's clean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gary.
I did a lot of work.
Okay.
I mean, I don't try to think if there was really much else beyond that. It was just, it was a lot of work. And then also, recap kind of post run stuff.
Mm.
So, which someone just said to me, they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, it takes like a whole month after the run to wrap everything up, you know, compile the financial reports, get all the bills paid. And tonight the committee's having a feedback meeting. So that's what I spent my evening doing Monday and Tuesday, was compiling all the online survey feedback into a report. And that's what we're discussing at the meeting tonight. So, yeah, kind of keeps you busy.
Yeah.
What's our week? No feedback this week.
They love us. They love us. They love us. They don't have to say it.
Oh, we got a like, I think.
And I think our phone number's down.
Oh no!
Is that what that comment was in reference to?
What? What comment?
Sammy. Sammy said something about our contact information is bad, or we need to check up on it.
Oh, that's about the website.
Yeah. It's still got Robert and doesn't have you or myself on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. We can take care of that. In any case, we'll discuss that later. Moving on, in any case. But, I mean, we still have Cubs Outland at gmail.com. pretty easy. Also, commenting on the website, just cubsoutloud.com, and leaving a comment on the blog as well. So, anyways.
Oh, I know what I forgot to say. I got a new phone.
So I'm yay.
What type of phone did you get?
I upgraded to the Samsung. What the hell is this thing called?
Galaxy?
Yes, S3.
Yay. We have the
and same. No sooner that I get the damn thing, they're like, and here's the S4. I was like, bitches. But that's okay. No, it's a big leap for me because I had the Galaxy S4G, which was pretty much a piece of crap. So, and as someone said to me last night in the bar, they're like, oh, you've got a big phone.
I need an upgrade, but I'm suspecting that there's going to be a new version later this year. So,
yeah, the S4 is definitely coming out. They've already been showing the damn commercials already, and I'm just like, okay, really?
Yeah, but I don't want a 4S.
I don't mind. I love my phone, and I've loved it better than my previous one, which apparently was a piece of crap that I didn't realize it, but getting another one so soon would seem stupid to me. But
he didn't get my joke.
Oh, there was a joke.
Sorry,
there.
Neither did I.
I said you said you didn't you weren't gonna get the S4, I think it's Galaxy X4. And I said, but I don't want a 4S. Because I'm an iPhone person.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He prefers not to have all those fancy features on his phone.
All right.
Moving on.
Blah, 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 blah. What? I'm sorry.
Moving on. Let's talk about this week's topic.
Yeah, what the hell are we talking about?
It's a very slippery topic, if I have to say so myself. So Aaron Sobczak, or is that how you pronounce his last name?
I have no idea, hence I didn't try.
Had suggested Shaft Greased. What lube is the best lube? Okay, so folks, when somebody puts something onto our Facebook page, such as me, and I put it on, and it's a question, which is essentially a poll, and you go to the poll, and you check off what you'd like, you know, and everything. And, you know, of course, I want to make sure everybody sees it. So some people aren't, you know, associated with the page. So I share this link over to these other Facebook pages. And what do? They just comment on the post and not actually click through and click into the question. So right now, the question actually has no answers. Thank you. I appreciate it. So if you guys, when you see me blow something, could you just at least click through and actually, you know, answer the poll, whether it's a Facebook question thing or thing. Anyways, slight pet peeve, but that's okay.
So what did they comment?
So here's what we comment. First off, let me actually tell you what the actual little question poll thing was. So I just said, so I basically just asked which lube is the best lube. So I actually, and the thing is, all these ones that I put for options have Facebook pages. So they're essentially links to the Facebook pages as well, because it just kind of pre-filled it as I was typing it in. I said wet, pure, gun oil, ID, Astroglide, KY, Crisco, or boy butter. That was the options I gave. And you know what? I'm going to create just our regular poll and use these options, and people please answer appropriately.
Yay.
I will.
But the comments gave us kind of a nice little show of things. We've got over on the Bruiser Aftermath, Jay Clark said ID or Astroglide there. Eric Wilkiki. Said ID for jerking off, Astroglide gel for fucking. And never wet platinum. Any of those silicone-based lubes make me itch like, whoa. The next morning, I'm like a chihuahua that worms dragging my ass across the carpet because it's just so bad. I know that it's. I know that was a visual you all needed, LMAO. Of course, after reading that, I commented, you know, this is all fodder for our next episode of CLL, right? Huh. Or Shelly said, yes. Buzz said, Gunwale, our friend Robert.
Yay.
Said Astroglide for fun and no lube for jerking. I is a dry kind of guy.
I'm sure his I is dry kind of guy.
And the ever famous Corey Reed said Eric was in that Stanley Steamer commercial. I knew it. we're talking about the Eric who was commenting before.
About Eric. Rubbing his ass across the carpet.
Oh, I thought he meant our Eric. I was like, what? No, not Eric.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you very much.
Over in the Bears and Cubs group, Romo from Pod Cubs said, Spunk Lube will always be my lube of choice. And then he gave a link.
Yay. What the fuck is Spunk Lube? I haven't even heard of
the link. Well, we'll click the link and you'll find
it. You know what, bitches? I can figure this shit out on my own. I don't need your smart ass.
Just click the link and find out.
Is this the one that looks like... Oh, this is the one that looks like cum.
No. That's something else. That's that fork trough.
That's straight cam lube or something. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this stuff...
No, I actually think it's called cum lube.
Well, this is called the original cum lube. Spunk.
Well, whatever.
This is it. Yeah, the Ford Troth has their own cum lube.
And hey, they're having a special. Buy three, get one free.
Nice. Ain't that something?
See?
Oh, Damon, they got a leather-scented soy candle. What?
Nothing.
I love leather-scented things. I figured you did, too.
I do.
Kinky bitch.
And I think I have the candle. I think. Okay.
Anyways, sorry.
Johnny Westhaver just said spit. And Paul Saltz either knows this show or he's just likes this one.
Boy butter.
Sorry. I don't have a clip of Keith saying boy butter, which is freaking awesome, by the way. And Keith said not?
Boy butter.
It was quite sexy. Same.
All righty.
So here's the question for you guys. What do you use?
Wow.
I mean, right now, let's start off with what do you use? Because like maybe you have that favorite, but because it's so expensive, you don't actually buy it. You buy something that's lesser and you just use something else until those special occasions or something.
Ah.
What do you use?
Well,
Astroglide.
I can honestly tell you that I've never had to buy lube.
David, I hurt you.
this is going to be not really awkward, but let's just say I am a cheap hoe. Right now.
Are you saying when you fuck there are spit takes?
No. In all honesty, when I go to like a bear run or another event or something along those lines, you always get samples of lube and everything.
You never buy lube. You just have lube that you have lube. And you just use whatever you've been given.
Yes. Honestly.
You know, when you say that, I have an image of you going room to room now with a little credit card. Scraping it off of people.
Like scraping off things from the sides. And oh, wait, we're not done. There we go. Into the bottle. There we go.
You Sunday bargain basement shopping. Cheap son of a bitch. I love you.
But I have received a couple of fun things. I won in a raffle Let's see, how big is this? A 16-ounce bottle of gun oil H2O. Ew. And it has actually become my favorite, not just because it was free, but because it works really, really, really well. I've honestly really enjoyed using it, and it gets the job done, as it were. It's easier to clean up off afterwards, and I like it. Gun oil. I've not used the silicone one. I've heard the silicone one is good as well, but I have not used it. I've also used wet platinum, as Eric mentioned. I do not have the allergy. I think he may have an allergy to it. So he might want to be careful. But and I actually have liked that as well. So, yeah. And the crowd goes silent.
I'm glad we came together in this Lube Anonymous meeting. because I want to say I will go next. And listen, Eric, you want to go next? I will.
Oh no, feel free.
Yield the floor. Oh nice.
Slip on in there.
So I like Robert. Do not use it necessarily for just when I'm on my own.
Yeah.
And that being said, I also like Damon. I have very few and far between ever gone out and bought lube.
Yeah.
So
got it.
Having been the coordinator of over 13, 14 runs over the past like decade roughly, we always have safe sex supplies supplied by the local Department of Health or the HIV AIDS awareness group or, mm-hmm. you know, like the, you know, a study, something.
Yeah.
Or even the manufacturers, they've given stuff. So consequently, I have all sorts of different brands and types and sizes and like the little tubules and I mean, and I will say this, I will own it. I am not necessarily a highly practiced individual to feel that I could say that I've field tested a fair amount of lubes to know which ones are good and which ones are bad or whichever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you're also a sampler.
See, Gary, I kind of definitely, that's kind of me too. Not because I've, you know, done a whole lot of, but I just, you know, it's honestly, you go to runs and you get bunches of it. You know, it's everywhere. And, you know, why spend money on something that is like right there?
Yeah, some of us don't go to as many runs as you do.
I know.
Believe it or not, a run can cost you $200 to $500. You can buy a bottle of lube for like $8.
I know.
The intention of going to the run had nothing to do with the lube. Yeah. It was kind of a bonus feature.
Okay, exactly. let's say this as a public service announcement. Kids, if you need lube, just go to the goddamn adult bookstore and buy some. Or Walmart, or wherever you can find it, your CVS, your Walgreens, yada yada. Don't go to a run just to get lube. Go to a run for many other things, and then collect the lube and take it home with you.
Just because it's in a tiny little package that you kind of twist the little tab off in order to get the lube out, it's still usually pretty much enough for whatever type of lube that is. And it may be small, but you know, those small things can be really handy. You could just keep it in your pocket when you go out, just in case you need it, etc.
Do it on his birthday favors.
There you go.
Handful of fun-sized stickers bars and a few things of lube. Come on.
Well, and here's the thing, tying to the lube, for those that are practicing safe sex, as we would hope they would, I crack up when I hear someone say something about, I don't have any condoms. And I just kind of look at them like, really? Mm-hmm. How do you not have condoms? Because most places I've been to, well, every run I've ever gone to, they give them away for free. And then in a lot of bars that I've been in, they're available by the local health department or whoever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, seriously, like I, this is kind of sad. I will own this in our Lube Anonymous group. I have actually had to go back and look because I've had so many kind of freebies over the years. There's like about every 6 months, once a year, I try to double check and make sure that I don't have any that are out of date.
Yes.
Because that's the part, that's the only part that I get a little freaked about is, you know, you just kind of, and I don't want to sound like a hoarder. Let me clarify. I'm not collecting these damn things. You just have them. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Good rule there too. Don't keep the condoms in your wallet. If this is a weird thing, get yourself an Altoids tin. It'll hold 2 to 4 condoms and a couple of those fun sized lubes. Keep them safe or they're not going to get cramped and not going to get pricked.
And you'll have fresh breath.
Yes, then you'll have fresh breath from eating 200 mints to get the can.
Oh, I thought you meant if you used a condom while giving head because it had been in the Altoids tin, that's how you get fresh breath.
Oh, good God.
Be careful with that. Some people are allergic to those oils.
Alrighty.
Ooh, yeah, that could be a little dangerous. And as Damon and I are well acquainted with an equal friend of ours, William, has, as a comedian, done a whole shtick about lube that is flavored or scented. Just think ahead, kids, when you're going to do stuff. If you're going to do something, and I realize it could be the heat of the moment, and maybe you're at a run, and the only thing they have is the pina colada one that's in the run bag, that's fine. Just be aware that the scent might follow you.
Yeah.
Later.
Definitely.
So you could don't
take
bitch
a shower,
when someone
kids.
Yeah, don't bitch when someone says you smell like, you know, you just fuck, you know, came from the tiki bar or something.
Yeah.
Eric. Jeffrey.
Well, I'll go next. Like I mentioned, Astroglide is my preferred lube of choice. I've tried just about everything under the sun in my 20 years of having sex now. My least favorite is actually the gun silicone.
Really?
Yeah, that stuff did not work well with me and my partner. It was a constant reapplication process, and actually after a while, I think I started developing a silicone allergy. Because
oh, no.
It started to burn just having it on, so.
Oh, no.
But Astroglide is easy to find. You can find it anywhere from a grocery store to an adult bookstore, so you can always find it, variety of sizes and packages, and it's easy, easy on and easy off. That's the big thing I'd like to suggest here, people. If you're going to use lube, yeah, there's some people who like to lay around and wallow and get into the smell of everything, but if that's not you, just go ahead and shower when you're ready. Because even the stuff that gets absorbed leaves behind sticky residue.
Yeah.
And particularly if you're a bigger guy, that sticky residue very quickly will join up and become bacteria that's going to make you smell like something completely different.
Ooh.
So I'm big on hygiene, and I always suggest, you know, you don't have to run right into the shower, but get into the shower within a couple of hours of having sex just to make sure everything's nice and fresh and going to stay that way.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting. That makes
otherwise,
sense.
Otherwise, boy butter always seemed more like for fisting, which I'm not into.
Boy butter?
Boy butter.
Same with Crisco.
That's pretty much it. I would think.
Here's a good one. What's everybody's most embarrassing lube story?
Ooh.
I don't think I really have any.
I'll tell mine now. I did a common mistake when I was 11 or 12 years old and first discovering my sexuality. I grabbed what I thought was a thing with lotion in the bathroom. It ended up being icy hot. No, big dick.
Oh, icy hot. No.
And you lived to tell the tale?
Yes. It was quite an experience. You know, it felt really good for the first 5 minutes and then 3 hours of pain because, of course, it keeps whatever the ingredient is, it increases your blood flow. Mm-hmm. So your erection does not go down. Your erection continues to swell more and more and more. And God help you, at 12, I was 12 in a very conservative religious family. There was no way in hell I was going to be getting help for this.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So I spent one autumn night. I think it was October. I think it was about 35 degrees out. I spent it out on the porch, huddled over in the fetal position for 4 or 5 hours crying.
Oh, wow. Poor baby.
So that was my terrible lube story.
I will always say, look before you squirt.
Yeah. When I was younger than that, even 8 or 9, I masturbated with soap once with shampoo, I think, in the shower. Huh. And that was far worse because that I did get caught at.
Oh.
But it got up the urethra and got inflamed and infected. And anyway.
Oh, ouch. Ouchie, ouchie, ouchies. Oh. Okay.
That's why I like the easy and clear stuff now.
Yeah, okay. I go ahead, Damon.
Well, we were talking about the flavored lubes and whatnot. There are the, well, similar to Icy Hot, the warming lubes.
Well, the warming lubes kind of are really more meant for being like a massage oil sort of thing.
Yeah.
It works great as a lube, but it's more for like, you know, if you're giving somebody a nice back massage or like that.
Yeah. I know.
So you can kind of warm them back and then you go over and slip your cock inside because you've just used the same ingredient to.
So Damon, what's your story?
So it was one of those, it wasn't a bear run. I think I might have just had someone over. And I was down on what I, you know, lubes I had left. I hadn't been to a bear run yet. No, kidding. but
I didn't go to I hadn't gone to a bear run to refresh my supply of lube.
Yeah. But all I had left was the ID Glide, I think it was ID Glide warming liquid thing. And I was like, okay, cool, we'll use this. Yeah. Warming liquids are great, but I think honestly, if you're, you know, bigger guys, when things get warm, things start to sweat, when I get too hot, I get really uncomfortable. So that was kind of what was happening. And unfortunately, the place where it was happening was, you know, my dick, his ass kind of thing. And it burned, like not physically burned, but it got really, really, really hot. And I don't know if it was because of what we were doing, or like you said, if it's just you meant to, maybe a little, not meant to be a lot, because we had to use a lot. He was a little tight. And
Raggart.
Shut up. But that was kind of it. And it kept getting hot, kept getting hot. We had to stop, shower, realize what was going on, shower. And my shower is not big enough for two people. So one of us had to shower and suffer, and then one of us had to suffer, and then the other person had to shower. Then we got through with the showering, and it still hadn't gone away. So we had to shower again. And
nice.
It just was bad. It just kept, you know, it didn't quite go away. So I immediately was like, okay, no, we're kind of done for right now. So I'm sorry, but, you know. And I immediately threw the rest of them out. Because the idea, I thought it would be a good idea. It would, you know. Like you said, the massaging and getting things relaxed and heat and things like that, it kind of worked, but no. It definitely did not work. No. Gary?
Well, I don't have a disaster story, per se, but I did connect with Eric's recollection of when he was young that he used shampoo in the shower. And it's kind of funny because my first thought was, well, didn't all of us?
Well, I try to use conditioner, but sometimes when you've got your eyes.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's a Vita Boehm, you know, moisturize, moisturize, moisturize move. But that's not what – I don't think it works well as a lube. I also – I personally have not had this happen to me, but I've heard horror stories of people who used other things they found in the home.
Oh, no.
Like oil of Olay and Pond's cream, nice. Tiger Balm. Oh. And of course, Crisco, vegetable oil, Crisco bacon problems. Grease.
Ew. Oh, bacon grease. Oh.
Yes.
If you ever want to get hungry,
that
you
sounds
use olive
very
oil.
Tasty, but.
Well, no, and that's the really funny thing. Someone was like, great, so I'm going to fuck and be hungry. Like,
yeah, fucking with lube is olive oil is lube means you smell like pizza all day. Just be aware.
You're using olive oil infused with herbs?
Here's the question. You might have that smell, but did it work?
It worked.
Oh, okay.
Well.
I don't know. I don't know. I like the smell of pizza. Just say it.
Hey, I was in college. Everybody liked the smell of pizza.
Oh.
You know, I haven't said what type of lube I like.
Oh. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah, everybody seems to... I actually have two bottles of lube with me right now.
Ah.
And I use them for two different purposes. Now, I like Robert and others. I'm also dry when I'm doing, you know, myself.
Yeah.
But depending on the situation, I use either a silicone-based lube or a water-based lube.
Hmm.
But it's essentially the same lube. And that is the Pure, formerly known as Eros brand of it. It is, I found out about this from my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this lube. It is so smooth. It's easy to clean off. I don't need as much to even get into a tight bottom.
Hmm.
Now
I have a water-based and I have a silicone-based. So I kind of have this kind of like, if I'm using a condom, I use the Aqua. If I am not using a condom, I don't use the Aqua. I use the other one.
Huh.
It's fan-freaking-tastic. Pure Original Body Glide and the Aqua Body Glide. And the link I have includes also their light version, which I don't understand the whole light, but I don't need I like these other. I like these two. They work fine, and they're slippery. You really don't need as much as you think. Just enough to, you know, coat. And once you've got it coated, you're good. Of course, I'm one who is very conservative when it comes to lube. If I don't need much, you know, I'm gonna. I'm not much. Yeah, I'm gonna. If I need more, I'll add more. But you know, I'd rather add more than be too lubey.
Huh.
And you might think of it as kind of pricey. The bottles that I get is the 3.4 ounce bottoms, the 100 milliliter bottles on Pure's website, pjurusa.com. Right now, the 100 milliliter bottles are $20.
Hmm.
For those who fuck a lot, they do have 1,000 milliliter bottles. Which MSRP is $150. Their price is $130 on their website. So, if you really need a 1,000 milliliter bottle,
well,
otherwise just $20 for a 100 milliliter bottle.
I usually like to think of it that way. You know, if you have the money, you can get a big bottle, then you don't really ever have to worry about it for quite a long time if you're using it conservatively. So,
yeah, I don't use that as much, unfortunately. I feel like now that I say I don't use lube a lot.
Jeff, I'm glad you brought this up because I actually have a bottle of the Pure. I think it's the original. And I too agree. It's a very conservative using product. I have used it both when I want to make it a little different, you know, by myself and with others. And it is kind of funny because it's been around for a while now.
Yeah.
At least a decade or more. But it used to be really hot and popular, I think, when it first came out and people, you know, learned about it. And then I really feel like it kind of fell to the wayside after Wet and Astroglide and these other companies kind of came along. But I wonder if it's price point.
That's it could have been. Yeah.
I think it is a more expensive product. But to me, I think it's well worth it. I mean, it's just to me, it just feels good. I mean,
good. Yeah.
And it works so well. And as I said, I feel like it's really easy to clean off. So, I mean, when somebody's talking about clean, when I use any of the wets or anything, I usually get, it feels sticky to me and I feel icky. And I'm like, look, if I'm gonna, what this feels like when I'm using Pure, it's like, you know, I get my hand all wet with the lube, but it doesn't feel sticky or anything. And it's almost like massage oil, so I can easily, like, essentially wet my hand on the bottom's back or something.
Nice.
And it's more of kind of almost like a massage oil or something like that. It, you know, it doesn't feel icky, you know? But every time I've used any wets, although I have to say I only use it when I got a small bottle of like the regular stuff or something, it works, but then my hands are all sticky and stuff and it's gross. But with the Pure stuff, and I swear that you're using the brand name of Eros, like Pure Eros or something like that for the originals. And right. It just, when they say Body Glide, they're not kidding. It's it's just so smooth. And whether you're using, and I swear to God, the water-based and the silicone-based, it's like, there doesn't seem like there really is any difference between the two.
So, but it feels good.
I suppose this is like, maybe this is like craft lube or something like that, you know, that specialty lube or something. This isn't something you would necessarily get off the shelf. Well, I could run to a Walgreens and get a cheap bottle, but can I get this? No. I either have to order online or go down to Tape Lenders and hope they have some stock.
Nice.
The only thing I would say about Pure is, in agreement with your comment about how slippery or slick it is, think ahead, kids, what you're going to do, because that's the type of product I would probably not want to use around latex bed sheets. Because then you're turning your bedroom into a slip and slide, which could be a very accident prone.
That's what the restraints are for.
Oh, well, excuse me. Apparently, I'm a novice at this.
Yeah, but I feel that I have trumped all of you on the lubes.
Oh,
everything you've said. Before? I mean, I've even had used Astroglide before. I hate it. And I mean, this is the best lube ever.
Huh? See, yeah. Pure, I mean, I will admit, I have used Pure, and that I think. Honestly, and I actually am going to take your link and I may actually buy some because I did really like it. So
yeah, if you're iffy on anything, just get one of those smaller things. They've got
Damon, before you buy, you should probably check out and see if you can get it through Amazon.
I'll look around. How about that? I won't buy like right now. I'll just
be a savvy shopper. Come on.
Who are you talking to?
Good Lord. Well, he doesn't normally buy lube, so this is a new situation.
Yeah. Well, I have bought lube, and I forgot to mention this one. I bought this. It's H2O, and it's actually, that's all it's called. It's JOH2O. And I bought this from my the local leather shop here in town. And I like it. It's more for, even though it's H2O based, it is more of a personal lubricant. So I don't use it that often. It's like Gary said, when I want to, you know, mix it up a little bit. So, yeah, it works, but it's not the greatest.
What are you? Eric.
Nice.
buy these so you won't feel like you've changed your ways. Yeah, but it's not Eros. It's Rain or something.
Rain personal lubricants, assorted flavor, single 8-pack.
Nice.
All right, what flavors do we have, kids? Does it tell you?
I want to know what flavor the brown one is.
What a shitty ass.
All right, assorted variety of flavors, vanilla, mint, cola. That must be the brown one. Banana, strawberry, grape, chocolate. Oh, that might be the brown one too. Or orange. Each single-use packet is FDA approved.
That's great. And you can buy them with some three-pack of Orgasmic Stay Hard Vibrating Erection Rings and Stay Hard Cock Rings. You can get all three of them for $10.33.
Yeah, so
you continue to fuck that special person you're only mildly interested in.
Not to sound super ignorant, but yeah, orange and grape. Mm-hmm.
Hey. Hey.
At least they didn't say it was grape knee-high flavored. That would just
God
put it too far.
Yes.
Right. So you can find it on Amazon, and actually they appear to have a cheaper price on Amazon. So you might want to compare shipping. I would say if that's the case, then
wait. If you've already got the Amazon Prime, just go with Amazon because you got free 2-day shipping. That'd be fine.
Ah.
100 milliliter for $14.42.
$15 plus $3.49 shipping. And it's from the manufacturer.
Oh, and it's $20 from the thing. Yeah. So.
Hmm.
18 left in stock for 100 milliliter.
So let's see. 100 milliliter on their website right now is $19.95.
Huh.
And shipping cost is. I'm sure everybody's just loving this.
I already got some, so it's not like I'm getting anything right now. But by the way, Pure does have some backdoor relaxing anal glide in case anybody needs it. Just saying. And you can also get a pump version if you'd like a pump for your lube. You can also get Pure Original Body Glide 3.4-ounce 100 milliliter with pump. Plus Pure Original 100 milliliter, not with a pump. Plus Pure Backdoor Glide 100% Pure Lube Personal Lubricant for $33.66.
Hmm.
As a package.
Interesante.
So according to the website, my shipping would be $5. So $25.45 versus $18.49.
Yeah.
Huh. For the exact same bottle type.
So better for you to go through
Amazon.
Ah.
So that being said, Jeff, isn't there like a link or something they should probably use if they want to go that route?
Yeah, sure. I'll put it in the show notes.
Since we've talked about Pure.
Well, you know, if Ben was here, he'd be bitching about how they're not paying us to endorse their product.
Right.
Oh.
Nice.
Anyways, don't worry.
Analyze me, pure relaxing gel. Okay. I gotta read up on this, sorry. Now I'm totally intrigued. Hey,
now you're all into the pure lubricant.
Well, no, the relaxing anal glide long.
It's like a shoeboard for your ass.
Jojoba extracts help soften the skin and anal sphincter, enhancing the experience of anal sex. Anal comfort spray. David, have you heard William talk about the spray?
No, I haven't.
I don't think it was him. He told the story of someone said that there was a lube that was in a spray bottle. And someone sprayed it and on the bottom of this case, and the person turned around and said, "That better not be Lysol."
Oh, I do remember that one. All right.
Oh, God. So okay. It's a spray. How very interesting. Hmm.
Okay, so what should our poll of the week be? Should I just redo what we were doing on Facebook, or should we do something else?
I think, Nick, at the what is your, what is the best lube? And make it those links.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I thought we just determined that the best lube is Pure.
No, saliva is still the best lube.
No, that's just convenient.
No lube is the best lube. Dun 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 dun. Dun.
Anyway. Last week, though, with our Craigslist workshop. We asked, what appeals to you in an ad? We had pics, bad grammar, a great header, and sexy talk, and other. We had one person each say sexy talk and a great header. We had three people who said bad grammar, and four who said pics. As for the others, we had one person said depth. I have no idea what that means. I had someone say attitude and confidence. And one more saying good grammar and a Facebook, which I think we talked about last week. So that was last week's poll of the week. This week, we're just asking you essentially, what's your favorite? What's the best lube? Okay. If you have favorites versus best, like you think one is actually better, but you really like another one for some other reason, leave a comment in the blog. Let us know. So that is our poll of the week. Time for picks, and I think we've only have two new ones and one old one, which somebody didn't get a chance to change. If there was,
hey,
idea why
somebody didn't take it out. Accent. Back off! I'm about to put it in.
Okay. In any case, Damon.
Well, mine is. It's a friend of mine here in town. His name is Mark, and he actually draws, and he has a online comic. Now, granted, I don't think it's been updated in a while, but it has at least 10 issues so far, and it's Grizzly and the Bear Patrol. Mark is a really great artist, comic book artist and whatnot. The stuff is, honestly, it's fun. I found it on Facebook a while back and finally just was like, hey, let me look at it. And I've been reading it for voraciously for a while. It's fun and cute and I like it. So that's why I'm picking it for you guys.
Where can we read the comic?
Huh?
Where can we read the comic?
It's on that link page.
Yeah. The past issues are 1 through 5 in the header. And then
It's kind of confusing. You have to go to past issues, you gotta go to the issues, then you gotta get into the issue.
Yeah.
I'm like, I click into issues 1 through 5 and I see just this note. And I'm like, where's the link to the issue? And it's really kind of like a menu thing.
So, and then you have the little meet and you get to know all the, heroes, as it were. It's fun. I've liked it so far. So, yay.
Yay.
So there's my pick.
Eric.
Well, my pick is a comic book, too. I've been rereading Uncanny X-Force, Volume 2, over the last week or so. This was Rick Remender's run on the book, and it lasted for 37 issues, I believe. And it's just this great, epic storytelling that you do not see normally in comics anymore. Basically, the first 19 issues all tell one story.
Uh-huh.
And it's not done in such a way that you have to read all the issues together. They did a great job of making it. You can pick up issues and just pick up two or three at a time. But it was some epic-ass storytelling, and I loved it then, and I love it now. Say then, it just ended in December.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff, and it even makes Deadpool, a character I find incredibly annoying, quite fun and entertaining, and makes him work with a group.
Well, uh-huh. Deadpool is fun, entertaining.
No.
There's some great scenes like Archangel has come across Apocalypse's new famine and has been starved nearly to death. So what does Deadpool do? He's got a healing factor, so he starts chopping off bits of his arm and feeding them to Archangel.
Nice.
Because there's no other food around.
Nice.
So that's my pick.
I like it.
And that's Wolverine in his gray costume.
Yep, the gray and, yes. and black. And let's see, Wolverine, Deadpool.
Phantom X,
Psylocke, and Archangel.
Yes, and then later Deathlok joins the team. And Age of Apocalypse and Nightcrawler joins at a later point as well.
And that's not the original Nightcrawler either, is he?
No, Nightcrawler from the original universe has been killed. This is the Age of Apocalypse Nightcrawler. Fan of 90s comics, spoilers, they go to the Age of Apocalypse for half of the run.
And spoiler alert, right now, that Kurt is dead now. Again. <Yeah. laughs> He just died in the last issue of Extermination. Anyways, but that's a story to tell.
But that's a different story, too.
Mm-hmm. And it was also the end of the Extreme X-Men, and Hercules is dead. And
oh, I'll have to look at that. Shut up, Jeffrey. I haven't read that
I'm far. Sorry.
I just got my comic books, and I haven't seen anything yet. So I'm
sorry.
It's okay.
Robin is dead. And now Robin's a girl.
No, there's no new Robin yet. Although, yes, it's probably going to end up being one of these two girls that may happen. Either Damien Squeeze or this girl Robin, tracked down.
The other girl is the Robin from the Dark Knight series, Frank Miller's runs.
Right, that's Damien's main squeeze.
Now, Damien was 11 years old. What the fuck is he doing with the main squeeze?
Well, in the books, she comes by the mansion and drops off some video saying, hey, you need to check. Please contact me. You know, it's like he's learning dance from her or something like that. But that's the girl that's from Batman or Batman the Dark Knight Returns. There's this other chick who is connected with the Power Grid or something, and was able to track down Batman and able to track him. And he's been, I think that's the one in the Dark Knight that was fighting off some bad guys with him or something like that for a moment. And it's just saying, hey, you're going nuts, dude. Basically, she's basically doing what Tim did when he first showed up.
So there's two possibilities. Yeah. If they make it a female Robin, that's going to mean
this will be
the
like
majority of Batman's side characters will be female for the first time.
Huh.
Like, you got Batgirl, you would have Robin. Woman. Batwoman is not really part of the Batman family.
Yeah.
She's in Gotham and that's where she works, but
right. Well, neither is Nightwing. But then
you also have Nightwing, you have Red Hood, you have Tim.
Red
Robin.
Kind
of half.
Well, Red Hood is running that stupid Teen Titans knockoff team.
No, that's
they don't operate out of Gotham, do they? I thought they operated off some desert island.
Well, for all intents and purposes, Batman's right now the only one who's working out of Gotham. Because Nightwing's in Chicago. Red Hood, well, right now he's in the Himalayas, not remembering things, and that's a whole other story. And yes, Red Robin is got the Teen Titans in New York.
All right.
And Batgirl's the only one in town. Otherwise, Batwoman does her own thing. And is lesbian lovers with Renee Montoya. So.
Cool. All right. Gary?
What? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Who's your favorite lesbian in comics?
Yeah. Don't really know any of that stuff. So this past week, there was a YouTube video that someone posted online that I ended up watching. I will say this. It's an audition for the New Zealand X Factor show. So the performance is not stellar, like, you know, going to change the world per se. But I do have to give props to the individual Ashley Tonga, who is a drag queen, for all intents and purposes, who auditions and to watch it with a very supportive family who turns out to watch her perform Tina Turner's Proud Mary.
Huh.
She, as someone said in the notes or whatever, she's not polished. So this is not a, you know, professional Vegas performing girl, so to speak. But it's fun. That's all it's supposed to be. So anyways, I'm very much supportive of the human spirit, like, you know, where people go out and they do something they haven't done before and get affirmed that they have a talent.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, somebody's buzzing.
Is that me?
I think it's you.
Okay, hold on.
But yay. All right.
Better now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Ooh. Yeah, that's it. It didn't have any Craigslist ads. I don't see any in here, at least. So we're skipping that. Right now, plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to CubsOutLoud.com. Leave a comment on the blog. Leave a comment in the poll. Click the links. Shoot us an email. CubsOutLoud@gmail.com. You can send us a little, voice memo from your phone there. Because right now, we're having some issues with the voice phone number. So, later. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CubsOutLoud. Facebook at facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. Google Plus at gplus.to/CubsOutLoud. And please pop over to Bear Underground. Join the Bear Underground Cubs Out Loud group. So that's and you can find me as Box Type, Box Puppy, Box whatever, anywhere.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, Bear Underground, our Tumblr.
You can reach me as GamerBear 75 on Bear Underground, as GamerBear on Bigger City, or Eric Patton on G+. I should say, don't try adding me on Facebook. I don't use it, so I'm not accepting the invitations I'm getting. It's just for family. Thanks.
Ah.
I could be found as GareBear 73 pretty much anywhere on the web that I want to be found.
That you want to be found.
Just awesome, saying.
Awesome. Say goodnight, everybody.
Woohoo!
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Lube, this fuck is sad. Take a bad fit and make it better. I remembered to make 'em wear a sheepskin. So now begin to make it wetter. Hey, Lube, I'm so afraid, 'cause everyone says that's not an indoor. The minute I let him into my crack, I nearly snapped in half, it's so sore. And anytime I feel the pain, I just refrain from screaming my motherfucking head off. Because I know that it's a fool who forgets Lube when someone is knocking on their back door.
Ow, 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 ouch. No, really, that fucking hurts. Hey, lube. Don't let me down. You're just a cheap brand and not wet platinum. The guy at the porn store said they were out. I really doubt it. He was just too fucking lazy to go in the back room. I let it out and let it in. Hey, Lou, begin. I'm waiting for you to perform. And don't you know that it's a sin to waste an inch? God damn it, he's thick as a boulder. Ow, 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 ow. Hey, lube, you did the trick. It didn't stick and it didn't stutter. I remembered to use you right from the start. You made his cock feel like a stick of butter, 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 butter. All right. Na 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 na. Hey. La 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 la, ooh, la 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 la. Hey, lube, buy the generic brand, you can save a dollar or two. I hope I don't fart when he pulls out. God, that was smooth. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, lube. Ooh, lube.
I'll never eat at Luby's again.
We well, just said you could save a dollar.
Yeah, if you got cheap generic lube.
I know. I was like, did he really just endorse that?
He's just saying lube for all for lube. There we go.
That's true. And we love Kendall, so.
Yeah.
But buy pure original Astroglide. No.
I just combined two lubes. Sorry.
I know you did. That's why I thought it was funny.
Original Astroglide. Dun, dun, dun.